Peace and blessings. What's up, what's up, what's up, man? You know who it is, Lens Bias, back on the Lens Bias podcast. Just getting home from work. Just rolled up a blunt. Got that thing burning. Watch my Eagles. We just won, we just beat the Miami Dolphins. You know, Jalen Hurts versus Tua Tagovailoa. I don't know how to say that nigga last name. He got a crazy Hawaiian last name, but yeah. I don't know, man. Interesting day. Had to work, but had a lot of shit on my mind. So I figured, like, this ain't no topic. I just figured out shit was on my mind and shit, man. They said that's the best way to get it out. So it's just like, I don't know. I'm at this point. I probably talked about this on the pod before, but I'm just at this point of, like, I don't even know how to explain it, honestly. Like, shit. You know how you got so many feelings and emotions, you don't even know where to start at and shit. So instead of taking my feelings and emotions to other people, I just take them here to the pod. And I can't say that I'm feeling lonely. I feel unappreciated by people. I see people go out of their way to do stuff for other people. And just like, yeah, you shouldn't look at that stuff. But at the same time, I'm human. So that stuff does affect me. It's like, damn, people, they act like they care about you. You can get your left arm and leg for a person. They just watch you hop down the street. Meanwhile, anybody else spit at them on the sidewalk and they thank them for bringing water into their life. Like, it just seems like it's a personal thing with me in life. Like, I don't know. I be feeling like, why don't I get the love I feel like I deserve? That's a question I asked myself earlier. And self being self that he is, he answered. And he was like, you do, but you gotta give it to yourself. Ain't nobody else gonna give you that love. You might get lucky and find somebody to love you, like truly love you. But it's a rarity in these days because shit be so fleeting. So it's just like, I don't know. I want that love from another human being. I want that love from a woman. But then it's like, bam, I got one. One of these women be letting me down. Like, it's either they ratchet, they too busy because they got too many niggas they entertaining, shit like that. Or they just I don't see a future with them. I wouldn't want to make, like, I see a fat ass and I'll be like, yeah, that fat ass is cool, but I don't know if she can actually be my wife. Like, that fat ass probably come with problems and shit. A little fucked up on the road, but we gonna smoke. But yeah, it's like, I'm gonna just get straight to the point. Like, yeah. Like, how you be around people for years and shit? Like, a motherfucker took care of you, but you go take care of other motherfuckers. Like, that make me feel like a sucker. And I know I ain't no sucker. But maybe I made a sucker decision. Maybe I should have kept it G when I... maybe I should have kept it P. But instead, you know, went out like a sucker and shit. And I don't even feel bad or nothing like that. Like, oh, what was me? I'm hurt. No shit like that. It's more like, man, you live and you learn and... At some point, you stop wanting people to give you what you're asking for, and you just stop asking. You get it from somewhere else, or you give it to yourself. And that's where I'm at in life. Like, I can't keep giving people my energy and expecting love in return. It's like, I'd rather get that to myself and receive that love in return, not have that disappointment. Then also, I don't trust women. I fuck with too many women that got boyfriends, and it's just really hard to trust women at this point. Like, I knew one chick I was talking to, and it's like, yo, don't call me out on shit I'm doing, and you live with your boyfriend. Oh, you know, my boyfriend, we just living together. That sound like some shit the niggas say. Yeah, you can't be with that shit. That ain't just you. You know, I've been in those situations before. Yeah, you might be broken up from a person. Y'all was in a relationship, and y'all still living together. Listen, dick slipping the pussy all the time. People got cravings. Men got cravings. Women got cravings. I can't trust these hoes. And not saying all women are hoes. No, I know that's stupid to think like that. Just the ones that are attracted to me usually are, so. But what you going to do? It's like, I either find a decent woman or stay a bachelor. Which I'm okay with as well, because it's like, all right, cool. Be a bachelor. You know, get your shit in life right. Tighten your game up. And just enjoy fucking life. That's what I really should do. I don't know why the fuck I want to be in a relationship. I'm not even a relationship ass nigga. But I'm human. We all got desires. So I guess ultimately what I've come to realize is stop putting your love in the other people and put it in yourself. And that makes you selfish, but what's your other options? Keep giving people your love and keep letting them let you down? Keep giving people your love and they not being appreciative of it? Like, I was having a conversation the other day, like, why would I want a woman to come into my crib and she start changing rules, but she not even going to get up and go make a nigga a sandwich? Like, no, you don't get to come changing no rules because you have a vagina. Like, I'm better off just being single, I guess. I don't fucking know. I know for right now, I'm just stay focused on, you know, leveling up in life, tightening up with the money, tightening up with the health, and just focusing on me. If a good woman comes, she comes. If not, that's cool. We can have, you know, I still do my thing, have fun, live life, all that shit. But it is a part of me that do want to settle down and spend my life with one person. Sometimes I don't know if that person is actually out there. Hold on, let me relight the blunt. That's how I'm gonna start doing my podcast. I'm gonna light the blunt and say, hello world. That's that Lil Wayne circa 2000, what, 6, 7? But yeah, man. I don't know. I had this one young lady I was dealing with, and just, it's very disappointing how events have shaped out over time. Very disappointing. I would even say, like, my heart even hurts a little bit. But I know it only hurts because I'm not at a place of wanting those things anymore. I'm more at a place of having to move on now. And it's like, okay, you got to move on, but you got to accept that you did care about that person. That person did mean something to you. And they're not no longer probably going to be an integral part of your life, but you did care about them at one point. And that's something I can accept as a man. Like, yo, you might get hurt out here fucking with these women. They might let you down. At least you know that you actually tried, you know? But everybody not gonna see it that way. Everybody not gonna see the things you do as trying to be helpful to their life. They just gonna look at it like, what you ever do for me? Yo, that'd be the crazy shit. Like, when you've given people your all, your everything, your whole being, your time, attention, money, effort, being, and they just like, yo, what you ever did for me? And it's like, damn, I wasted all that time and energy. But oh, I got some moon rocks in the blunt too. This shit kicking. But I guess it's better to know than to never know. I would rather be a man that's hurt, get hurt by a woman, than a nigga that never know the truth and just keep playing the fool. So I guess at this point I'm just going, you know, tighten up, like I said, focus on the kid, well, focus on the man that I am and the man that I want to be, and let life, you know, play out. I pray to God, I pray to the universe that I do meet my soul, somebody that I can laugh and share quality time with, not just sitting around on phones and shit like that, talking about Instagram, like somebody you really share a life vibe with. I hope I meet that person one day. But until I do, I gotta focus on being the best me. And not for nobody else but me. Because it's been times where it's like, alright, you stop fucking with a person. And I was like, alright, I'm just gonna do what I want. You know, hang out, say what I want, do what I want, all that shit. Honestly, I'm tired of running into ratchet bitches. Tired of hanging with uneducated niggas that ain't got no, you know, no goals in life, no aspirations. They just, oh man, let's just kick it and shit. Like, excuse me, I'm not coughing in the mic. It's definitely time to level up in life, be around better people, better energy, better vibes, better love, you know. And the only way to attract that is to be that. So I got to focus on being that so I can have these people that, you know, love and cherish me in my life and shit. Because right now, I'm being funky. Like, I feel like I cut everybody off. Women I used to fuck with, homies I was cool with, family, like, I don't know. I'm just at a point where, like, I try to say fuck everybody, then I remember my children. So of course it's not fuck them, but it's like, man, fuck everything else though. Like, and not in a bad way, like fuck it, like I don't care. It's like, nah, I'm not gonna let that stress my life and or hinder where I'm trying to go in life and who I'm trying to be in life. Forgive me if I'm talking real mellow, cause nigga just got off of work, tired, feet hurt, still got my shoes on, the blunt hit me. It's just a combination of things today, you know? You know what I'm saying. But yeah, I ain't gonna keep you on the pod too much longer. I just wanted to share some quick thoughts, you know, some Sunday night thoughts. Just, I tighten up. And it's crazy because my mindset was already in tighten up mode. Like, yo, alright, so I'm watching these programs of like how other people live differently in other countries and how people used to even live differently here in America. And it's just like, yo, we live in this generation of like soft ass fucking people, especially men. But it's time to like tighten up and like get back to the grind and get back to getting shit done. Instead of sitting here thinking about like, oh man, I wish this was this way or this was that way. Nah, fuck all that shit. Life is how it is. Make the best of it. So, with that being said, Sir Lenny Love, aka Lens Bias, just going, you know, focus on getting this paper, put myself in a better position, becoming a better person, meeting better people. I'm not saying like I don't want that shit to sound fucked up, like the people I know ain't good enough or no shit like that. It ain't on no shit like that. It's more on like, I know the level I want to be on, and it don't seem like the people I'm around want to be on, like go to those levels, so I gotta go alone. Gotta go alone. They may get there one day, but if I wait for them, that's gonna slow my progress up, you feel me? But that's life. As they say, you live and you learn. And I'm happy I got to live and experience some of the things I've experienced. And I just gotta keep those gems in my mind and don't make the same mistakes. Cause I heard somebody say, oh, if you keep doing the same thing, it's not a mistake, it's a choice. Well, sorry, but everybody ain't on the same page. And that's just how, like, I'm finding that out my damn self. Like, sometimes, I know especially with me, I'll do some shit and think I'll get different results, and it's like, nope, same shit, okay. And that's life. You give people chances sometimes. But no more. Peace, positivity, love. I'm just moving in a different direction, man. And it pains my heart that some of the people I loved in this world, they won't be moving in that direction with me. But, you know, that's life. Nothing is forever. And one of the main concepts of life is learning to let go, because nothing lasts forever. Everything leaves, dies, evaporates at some point. Like, nothing really dies, but everything has a cycle, and cycles, things will be taken away from you. So don't get accustomed to anything in life. Like, at any moment, anything can be taken away from you. You want to grind so that's not an option. It's not, you know, that you can make a move if life try to take shit. Excuse me, goddamn. Get that good cough out. But yeah, life gonna try to fuck you, but you just gotta stay prepared. Stay with a condom in your pocket. And that's what I feel like being on your grind does. It keeps a condom in your pocket for when life try to fuck you. Because that bitch always try to fuck you. But I've done my share of fucking, so I'm gonna get back to it. But in the best way. I'm gonna make love to life. I ain't even gonna fuck her. But yeah, man, this Lens Bias. I don't wanna really keep y'all too long. What's going on in the world? My Eagles just won. We 6-1. Like I said, we beat the Miami Dolphins. I think we beat them by like 2 touchdowns. But that shit wasn't looking good at first. It was looking like a tight game. Cause at first we came out on it. It's like, pause. We got out on them boys. But then they start coming back. Jalen threw an interception. Some other shit happened. They came back and tied the game at halftime. So going into like the third quarter, I'm like, I don't know how this game gonna go. But then we scored again, to get some space. And then we just kept them niggas at bay. Oh shit. Excuse me. That pack hit me, nigga. In fact, I'm about to check on the score and see what it was. Yeah, we did win by 2 touchdowns. So yeah, 17-31. But yeah, man, I don't know. I hope my birds, I hope we go back to the Super Bowl. There's a lot more season to go. Bunch more Sundays. We just gotta keep playing good football. We playing great on defense. We just gotta stop some fucking bodies, but we are playing good. Offense, we gotta cut the mistakes out. We got big receivers, we got quick receivers, we got Swift in the backfield. We got some tools, man. Just gotta make shit happen. But you know my focus right now. Well, I mean, before I say that, upcoming, we got the Sixers. That season started on Tuesday. I think we play on Wednesday, though, but I'm not sure. Matter of fact, that's what technology is for, my boy. So you can get the answers. Let's see. The Sixers play on the 26th. Today is the 22nd. Tuesday the 24th. So we play Thursday. Damn. And we play the Bucks for our first game. Thursday. That should be a good one. But, excuse me, my focus is on Red October. If y'all know what that is, that's what we call the month of October when the Phillies is in the playoffs. When the Phillies in the playoffs, it's Red October, and we ball. Yesterday, we beat the Arizona Diamondbacks. Mightily, I might add. Mightily. We played them again. I think we up 3-2 right now. So if we win the next game, boom, we going to the World Series. That should be exciting. We definitely was in the World Series last year, so back at it. I might be bringing up some. I might do some sports spots coming up. Might even take notes and shit. Start doing the Phillies, Sixers pod, Eagles pod. God damn it. I might should end this shit. This is the pack. As the kids say, this is za. This shit hit. Let's see what else. I ain't got no schedule because I kind of work on call and shit, so I don't know what my schedule gonna look like next week. I'm trying to work every day, so hopefully that make its way into the universe. Got some things to handle, some phone calls to make. Pretty much I'm on my shit, man. Pretty much, you know, I was a little love sick for a second, but it happens. You know, you get your heart broke. Niggas get their heart broke every day, big. This cool. These women vicious out here, man. What can you do? But keep it pay, keep it moving. That's what I'm gonna do. It's never a loss, it's just a lesson. But with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and do my thing. Keep on smoking this pack. Might roll one more up. One. I don't know what language that was. Might roll one more up. Make some tuna fish or something for dinner. Take it down for the night. Hope y'all have a good night, man. Peace and love. Peace and blessings. Man, smile.